I'm at Wanapum Dam, where engineers are working on extensions and water slides of sorts to get fish ladders working again. But work to install this new equipment has been difficult, with cranes, man baskets, and the whipping Columbia River wind. Thomas Stredwick is with Grant County Utility District.
You're up here right now, and it's kind of a nice, cool breeze. But imagine it with 60, 70 mile an hour gusts and workers in man lifts and trying to haul equipment around. You can see how in pretty short order things can get pretty dicey.
Workers are installing massive steel structures with wooden slides to help the fish over the dam. There's a brewing storm coming upriver if it doesn't work. This crew could start to see 12,000 fish collecting per day at the dam in the peak of summer. Already, some early migrating fish are forcing a short-term solution that could turn into something longer. At Priest Rapids Dam, about 20 miles down the Columbia River, Grant County Utility District workers are trapping these early migrators so they can be trucked around the dam.
Okay, hold on, Kyle.
Trucks like this one will fill up with thousands of gallons of river water and about 150 fish per load.
It's unthinkable for anybody in the state that we wouldn't get a salmon run up the river.
That's Jeff Korth. He looks a bit like Wyatt Earp with his Eastern Washington handlebar mustache. He's a major fish manager for Washington's Fish and Wildlife. At the peak of the fish run, Korth's crew and Grant County Utility District employees could be moving about 1,500 fish a day. They're all hoping that engineers and construction crews can finish fixes on Wanapum and Rock Island Dam soon so they won't have to truck as many fish.
One thing that's not fortuitous is that first run of salmon just happens to be the spring Chinook, and they are the endangered. They're the most endangered fish we have up here. And so we're going to have to deal with the most critical population right out of the gate.
Korth worries that even with the best plans in engineering, working with salmon is still unpredictable.
That falls under the category that I call never put anything past a fish. You know, if you're absolutely sure they won't do something, they'll end up doing it.
And if the modified ladder systems don't work by the time the larger summer run arrives, Korth says,
we'd have to make some very hard decisions. But we're pretty optimistic we're not going to get there.
To do it by hand would be insurmountable, you think?
The logistics of hauling something like close to 500,000 fish would be pretty difficult.
Korth says inept ladders would probably mean deciding which runs of salmon to save. Korth says a lot of engineering, policy, and sweat's gone into getting salmon past the cracked dam. We won't know for at least a few weeks whether all this work will pay off. I'm Anna King near Mattawa.